I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Initial search and rescue efforts are wrapping up 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian left portions of the Bahamas in pieces. The death toll currently stands at 51, but experts warn it will rise as aid workers discover more bodies. Hurricane season can be a grim affair in the Caribbean, where Transworld Radio broadcasts from Bonaire to surrounding islands, including the Bahamas. TWR's Steve Shant says they want to highlight hope in the aftermath of storms like Dorian.
When a storm does hit an area and people's lives are affected, we put special programming on the air. These are usually programs that deal with how to cope with difficulty in life, how to cope with disaster, how to put your hope in Christ. Also, how to deal with grief and how to deal with loss.
You can learn more at missionnews.org. And for many countries around the world, it's back to school season. But for Bethlehem Bible College in Palestine, students are facing unusual challenges. The two main challenges, political uncertainty and a lack of financial resources. Bethlehem Bible College, Gabriel Hanna.
In spite of all the challenges, at the same time, we are continuing. We don't give up. We are developing a lot of curriculums. We are developing a lot of activities. And these activities, to be honest with you, it needs financial aid. The students' fees cannot cover these financial aid. But what to do? To leave? To give up? No. We depend on people like you.
For more details or to donate to Bethlehem Bible College, you can visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.